Hello?
Oh, okay. Hi. I was talking to you, and then I couldn't hear you. Could you hear me?
Yeah, same here. I mean, all of a sudden it was gone, too. I don't know why my phone is doing that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
It might be my phone. I don't know. I just assumed it, but then I said, well, still call back. I won't call her yet.
Yeah, it sounded like almost it got a little bit staticky, but okay, but it sounds good now. So, yeah.
But I had to notice this earlier.
I know. I'm so sorry about that. It was in the system showing the 25th, so that's when the notification went out. But when I looked at your account, it has been the 28th prior, so I just fixed it. I just put it on the 28th, which is, yeah.
I was like, whatever, you know, and I'm like, I don't know why they changed it. And then they didn't even tell me that they changed it.
Yeah, I don't know why it showed that, but in any case, I got it fixed for you. No problem. But now that we're having trouble again, is it just that you need a little bit more time or?
Yeah. Because I thought it was on the 28th. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I know I've jumped all over the place now, but okay.
Yeah.
The people that can't, they say they can't afford their, you know, to bring their dogs here. Now I got them all here again.
Really?
And they got a new puppy. And I'm thinking, you told me you couldn't afford 3 dogs, and now you got a puppy.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And then you sit at my door saying, well, we're here to drop them off. And I'm like, what? And they want me to train the new puppy, but then they didn't give me no money. And I'm like, really? Hey, no. You're getting too wild.
You know what, Laura? You got to start charging people up front.
I do, and you know what? I mean, it's hard to explain, but they were a good kind of client when they first started.
Yeah.
And they were paying up front, but now it's like. But I hate to turn them down because it's like, I don't know, it's just not in my nature to be mean and say, well, you know, take your dog and leave.
Yeah. So, all I know is with my dog training experiences, every lesson I've ever taken my dog to, I had to prepay it up front. I wasn't allowed to just drop them off and say, here, go train them. They wouldn't take them unless I paid up front. So that's, you know, I don't know if maybe that would help you moving forward. And, you know, you can use your honor system with most people because it's working well for you, you know. But there might be other people that just, you know, you've had a history of them not paying. So with those, just tell them, hey, I need to take payment up front, you know, and see what they say.
And, you know, everybody's different, you know. I mean, when I first started doing this, it worked out so good, you know, because people said, oh, you know, I really can't afford it, but I need somewhere for my dog to go, da, 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 you know.
Yeah.
And it worked out so great for a while. But then... And I says, well, everybody finds a way, you know, when you ask, because I ask for upfront and everything, you know. And now I got even clients that are, you know, my good clients, and they go, well, do I have to pay upfront or can I wait until I come back, you know, da, 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 you know. So,
yeah.
Like I said, they start to take advantage of me afterwards, because even when the guys came back, there was a couple that came, you know, back to pick up their dogs, and he kind of shortchanged me. I just didn't count it because, you know, I trusted them. And I thought, okay. And it was $20 per dog, not $20, you know, for both dogs, you know. And I didn't pay attention to that. And I thought, okay, you know. And I didn't count it. I just, you know, took it and then, you know, whatever. And it's like, and then once they were gone, I looked at it and I said, oh, great, you know.
Yeah.
They've never stiffed me before neither, you know, but it was like, and I tell them that even my old clients, I say, you know, $20 per dog, you know, and people say, well, I like it when it was 10 or 15, you know, da, 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 da. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know. So it's like no matter what I do, you know, If I ask for it up front, most of the people say no. I won't do it then.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm so
Minnesota
sorry to
are
hear
different,
that.
But I've had people there. There's people that do it here, too. But when I do it, they go, well, you know, I can't afford that. So, you know, it'll have to wait. Or I'll go to someone else or something else like that, you know.
I'm just of the mindset that if they don't want to pay you up front, maybe that just means they don't have the money, you know? And if they don't have the money, they have no business bringing.
This lady that has the four dogs, she's a realtor. And it's been 3 months, and she said, if she says she hasn't sold a house yet, then I said, how do you still have a job?
Yeah.
Because I said, realtors do sell houses before 3 months is up, you know. I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah.
How do you not
but
know?
That's the whole, have, but that's the whole thing, Lori. That's the whole thing. If I told my dog trainer that I was a realtor and I didn't sell a house, they would say, okay, we'll schedule the appointment after you sell a house and you can pay for it.
Oh, she had the dogs here already before then. She had the dogs already here before then.
Oh, they're
those
already
dogs
there.
Those dogs here more than they do at their house. They're only, they're only gone home a few days of a year.
Yeah, I see.
And I hate to, you know, be mean. It's just me. I feel like it's being mean, and yet I'm the one that's causing that problem, I know.
Yeah. So tell me, Lori, just so that I can update your account, when do you think we'll be able, because today's the 2nd, and so.
Yeah, I know that today's the 2nd, yes, I know.
Yeah, so when are you thinking we should just kind of, you know, put a note in here or something that, you know, the 99 would be good?
Well, I'm going to try to shoot for next week.
Okay.
That's if the people, the people pay me and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know. You poor thing. Your hands are tied until they pay you. Okay, so I'll put on here needs time possibly next week. And then...
Well, did I tell you about the guy?
Was that Troy? Did you get the lead that came in last week?
I got no lead.
Okay. Oh, you did get him, right?
Get who?
I was just looking at it. Hold on. Let me go back to that page because once I put the note in, it took me to another page. So hold on. I think his name was Troy. Let me go back and read it. If not, I'll send it to you in an email. It says, Troy Thompson, 6700 Humboldt Avenue, Brooklyn, Minnesota. I would like pricing in dog training. I have a 20-month-old American Bully male who is getting more and more aggressive.
Oh, yeah. I did get that. But when I tell him that the money is due up front, I've talked to 3 people already.
Yeah.
And then it's like I don't hear from them again.
Oh, okay.
Did I tell you about the guy?
That's good, though, Lori, because those are the people that probably wouldn't have paid you anyway. You know what I mean? So that's good. If you give them pricing and you tell them you want to charge up front and they don't want to pay, then that's just saving yourself some trouble.
Well, did I tell you about the guy that came and took his dog and had the police come meet him here at the house?
No. What happened?
Well, you know, here's the funny thing. The couple had the dog here for 4 days, you know. And I don't know what happened or whatever, but all of a sudden, you know, she says, well, I'm going to pull him from the program. And they didn't sign the contract neither. I even sent it out, you know, do you agree for this? Do you agree with this? Well, and I wondered, I figured, yeah, they didn't sign it. You know, I figured, well, it's the next day. Maybe I'll give them another day.
Yeah.
You know, because I figured, well, maybe they're just busy. Well, they didn't sign it, and then all of a sudden they get a call saying, well, we're coming to get her, and I'm like, okay. And I said, do you want to tell me why? And I said, you don't want her to finish, you know, him to finish the program. And I just miss him so. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, here goes again. But then here, they're sitting down on the corner from our street, waiting for the police, apparently. And they didn't know that I knew one of them, because one of them, I got police coming up towards the house, and I wave, you know, and they wave back, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, they're just pulling over because, you know, and I was bringing this dog back in, and then all of a sudden the guy gets out of the car, and I didn't know his owner right away, because I didn't, you know, I didn't look real hard.
Right.
And he's coming from down the street, and he goes, hey, Lori, I want my dog. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, and I didn't say nothing because I thought, why did you park way down there?
Right.
It don't make no sense. And the police were sitting out front, you know. And I thought, whatever, you know. And he goes, well, you know, I want my money back and da-da-da-da, you know. I'm like, oh, my God. And I said,
yeah.
Well, I don't have it right now. He thought I was going in to get it. And I said, I don't have it instantly.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I want it now or I'm gonna tell them, you know. And I'm like, the police can't make me give you money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't understand that about, you know, why he had the police. And I wasn't going to take his dog, keep his dog or anything, so I don't know what the deal was. But, well, and I thought, you know, and he goes, why do you have a week? And then, or I'm taking you to court. And I'm thinking, whatever, it's like it's going to be worth taking me to court for.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have it by the time the court date comes, I'll have it already by then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, next is why I just need a little time. Well, oh, sorry, I'm coughing.
How much money did he want?
He wanted the full amount, and so I was like, okay, whatever, you know. But then he harassed me on the phone, you know. He says, well, where's my money? And I'm like, you know, I says, I contacted you on Friday saying that I had it. And I didn't hear from you. Then Saturday came and I contacted you again. Take him downstairs. Anyways, and then, you know, and he never, you know, for 3 days I tried contacting him, you know. Then Sunday night comes, you know, and then he calls back and says, well, where's my money? And I'm like, you know, I says, I had it even out front in the mailbox saying that you can go get it in the mailbox. I said, I only contacted you from the phone number that I had. And I said, if you changed it or, you know, disconnected it or whatever you did, that's on you. I said, but I made every attempt to pay you back and you didn't respond.
Yeah.
But then, and I said, and this is what you said. I said, now I don't have it again. I don't have the full amount again. I have to get it back.
Yeah.
Well, he harassed me that whole week, you know. Well, I'm gonna da 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 da, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I said, I can read your text back to you. I said, I save everything for a purpose.
Yeah.
And I said, you said no problem. You'll wait until next Friday to come get the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then the next Friday came. Know him again. Then Saturday came. Know him again. And I said, I'm tired of this. This is just a freaking game to him or whatever. And I said, it's been out there in the mailbox again. Well, then finally I said, I'm mailing it to you because this is stupid.
Yeah.
I said, because I'm not coming to your house to bring, because the attorney said, don't go there because you don't know what they have in store for you when you
You're nicer
you know, when you
than
come.
I am, Lori, because with him, if he already had his dog there for 4 days, I would have prorated it. I would have said, I'll give you a partial refund, but you're not going to have your dog here for 4 days for free. You know, I don't know what you're thinking, you know, and if you don't like it, take me to court for it. But why did you know, you can't have your dog here 4 days for free. So, but eventually you got it all together and you mailed it to him.
I did, and I even took pictures of it. When I was mailing, I took pictures where I got the money over for him.
Yeah.
Everything, you know. I took pictures of everything and sent it to him. I even took pictures of me putting it in the mailbox.
Good for you.
So that he can't say I didn't send it, you know, kind of thing.
So, okay, well, I notated your account. Hang in there. You can call me when you're ready, and if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, have a good rest of your day, Lori.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.